Our next guest is exceedingly well-versed with respect to Michigan's energy, past, present, and as we look to a more sustainable energy future. Liesl Clark has a plethora of responsibilities, the first of which is principal and co-founder of Five Lakes Energy, which is a policy consulting firm offering services in clean energy and the environment. But she also serves as president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council, EIBC, and she is with us today to talk about an upcoming Energy Innovators Gala, November 10th, at the Kellogg Center, but also about a very important new initiative related to careers for women in the energy sector. Liesl, welcome to the program.
Great. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
First, a little bit about Five Lakes Energy. We've had you folks on before, but remind our listeners what you do.
Thanks. So Five Lakes Energy is a public policy consulting firm that focuses on clean energy and sustainability efforts. We all reside in Michigan, and most of our work is in Michigan, but we also do work in the Midwest region as well as nationally. We've built a model on the Clean Power Plan that's actually been deployed in 11 states now. So we're happy to be increasing that footprint.
And how long have you been around?
So Five Lakes Energy was created 6 years ago by Skip Press and myself, and now we've grown to where we are four principals, including Douglas Jester, an East Lansing native, actually a New Mexican native, but been in East Lansing for a long time, and Jamie Scripps, who's from Northport, Michigan. So we're thrilled to have four principals and a few consultants working with us as well.
Well, that's great. We've had Skip on the program before, and now it's a pleasure to have you on the program
great,
as well.
Great, thank you.
A very important initiative, it segues or it dovetails very nicely with STEM, I think. It's about advancing women in energy. Tell us about it, AWE.
Well, we're really excited about AWE and had a fantastic inaugural event just about a week ago. The focus of the organization is to work to create opportunities for women in energy. We know that there are a lot of women already active in this industry, but our thought was to create opportunities for mentorship, for networking, and also for professional development. One of the early focuses has been on how do we help women who are interested in being on boards either get board ready or find the right boards to be in good positions. There's a lot going on in this country, and the more that we have different voices, a diversity of voices, the more that we get better outcomes. And so that's really the focus of the organization.
And what better way to do the launch than have Patty Poppe, the first CEO at Consumers Energy, first female CEO in the history of the company.
Well, we really have just a wonderful wealth of women leaders here in Michigan in the energy space. And Patty is certainly, you know, one of the shining gems. We were also really lucky to have Valerie Brader in attendance, Chairman Sally Talberg, who's been certainly a supporter, as well as Tanya Pozlowski, who's the president of the organization. She's the president of the organization of MISO States, which is a very important group in the energy industry. And then Commissioner Rachel Eubanks joined us as well. So, you know, it was about 120 strong women in the room, and Patty Poppe was just a fantastic presenter to talk about how she sees leadership, where she saw her mentors come from, and how she thinks about issues of diversity, because it is a challenge, you know, even in this day and age, to make sure that we're lifting all boats.
Well, if parents are listening to this program or young women who are thinking about careers going off to college or are in college, what are some of the opportunities for women in the energy sector?
Well, see, this is one of the things that got me interested, because I think that our energy sector can sometimes look a little stale. And I really wanted to figure out a way to communicate with younger women the exciting and innovative parts of the energy industry. And, you know, Patty does put it into important perspective. So she talks about an example of when you think about our national grid, which is voted by engineers as the engineering marvel of the last century. So this is nothing to be trifled with. Our grid is critical and it's very important. But when you think about our current energy grid, it looks kind of like I-75 going up the middle of Michigan. Goes one way. The grid of the future is going to look more like downtown Detroit, where you've got on-ramps and off-ramps, and there's a lot more going on. As we start to talk about issues like demand response, smart grid, distributed generation, et cetera. So I want to help those interesting things that I'm very passionate about reach younger women and reach women who also think in different ways, right, to help us solve some of those challenges. So we've been reaching out to women in college groups, both in public policy as well as in engineering and STEM related areas, because all these different types of minds are necessary to solve the problems that we're going to face.
We're talking about AWE, about Advancing Women in Energy, a new group that's been established to promote careers, encourage women to pursue careers in the energy sector. My guest is Liesl Clark. She is a co-founder and principal of Five Lakes Energy. Liesl, your background, you did James Madison at Michigan State University, and then you have a master's in public policy. So you come at a career in energy through a policy background, a political science background, whereas someone like Patty Poppe more through an engineering background. So there is really a wide range of disciplines represented in the energy sector.
Yeah, there really is. And there's a lot of different perspectives that are necessary in order to deal with the puzzles of the future. So a lot of the folks that are at the Public Service Commission may have engineering backgrounds, but also have economics backgrounds. Economics plays an important role here. So I come at it from an interdisciplinary approach. I'm somebody that's always had a passion and an interest for science. And occasionally I even think maybe I need to go back and get, you know, a little bit more in that area to help beef it up. I just do a lot of reading on the side. But all of this is important. The interdisciplinary approach, I think, is one of the things that's going to be critical in the future. But Patty, yeah, absolutely. She's got, the mechanical engineering degree, I believe. And then she's also got a master's. So she's very well educated as well. But a variety of the women that are involved in this, you know, have different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important to attract all those different perspectives and to think about mentoring.
Well, you've had the launch. Now, what are the immediate next steps?
So we were sort of thinking about one big event a year, and that one was a big event, which we were thrilled and very thrilled by the reception and by the interest. So we're working on some smaller networking opportunities that will happen scattered throughout the state over the course of the year. And then we're also working on some webinars so that people aren't always traveling, but we're able to bring people together and talk about sort of professional development. One of the first initiatives is this concept of how do we help women get on more boards. So how do we help women get board ready?
Let's switch over to the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council and the gala coming up. First, a little bit about the council and then the gala, which Russ and I are going to have the pleasure of attending.
Great. So the council is about 100 advanced energy companies that are interested in promoting advanced energy in Michigan. So they come from all ranges of the advanced energy spectrum, from some more traditional players like ITC in the transmission space, to others like you wouldn't expect necessarily like a Grain. Our board is made up of large to small. We have Veolia, which is a district utility actually in the Grand Rapids area, down to small solar installers and organizations like that. We also cover the gamut when it comes to services. So we have some manufacturers who are building and deploying products and want to build and deploy more of those in Michigan. And what you'll hear from a lot of them is they do more of it out of state. We also have many in the service industry who are providing services to these organizations. So this group's been around for about 4 years now and growing strongly year to year. So we're really excited for another good year this year.
And coming up on November 10th, tell us a little bit about the gala.
So the gala is, again, a fourth annual event for us. It's our big fundraiser. We're thrilled to have had a series of fantastic keynotes, starting with Jigar Shah from Generate Capital 4 years ago, Chris Brown, who's the CEO of Vestas and has an important Michigan roots. We had a speaker, Jim Chen, from Tesla last year. And this year, we are so fortunate to have John Vieira, who's the director of sustainability from Ford. So John will be addressing the group and talking about the interaction between the advanced transportation space and the electricity space, because that gray area is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. There's so much that overlaps there. So we're really looking forward to that conversation. Mm-hmm. And then we also will give out our annual awards.
Well, we're looking forward to talking to some of your award winners, and our listeners can expect to hear from those on a future program. Liesl, in terms of the gala on November the 10th, it's at the Kellogg Center, and like you say, it's your fourth annual?
That's correct.
And Again, we'll be talking to you there. Looking forward to that and to some of your award winners.
Yeah, and I should also say that if people are interested in attending, okay, you can go to our website, mieibc.org. We do sell out early, but you can check in and see if tickets are still available.
See if tickets are still available. Well, I've been talking with Lisa Clark. She is the co-founder and principal of Five Lakes Energy. She also serves as president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council. They'll celebrate their gala November the 10th at the Kellogg Center. Check on their website, EIBC, to see if there are any tickets available. Lisa, a pleasure having you on the program.
Great. Thanks for having me, Kirk.